So how do you see a situation as a means to make what you want to happen happen? Holy Spirit says you would therefore make every effort to overlook what interferes with the accomplishment of your objective. You would make every effort to overlook what interferes with the accomplishment of your objective. You would make every effort to overlook what interferes with the accomplishment of your objective. You would make every effort to overlook anything that interferes with the accomplishment of your goal. If you want to make this situation or any situation be a situation in which you make what you want to happen happen, then you have to be willing to make every effort to look over everything that's trying to stop you from accomplishing your objective. How do you do that? How do you do that? Well, the next part of the sentence says you concentrate on everything that helps you meet your objective. Mm-hmm. So if I'm going to overlook my objectives, I've got to concentrate. If I'm overlook on everything that interferes with me, I got to concentrate on everything that helps me reach my goal. Now, it's quite noticeable that this approach has brought you closer to the Holy Spirit sorting out of truth and falsity. The true becomes what can be used to meet your goal. What's true is what you can use to meet your goal. What's false is what doesn't help you meet your goal. If my goal is to have peace with Judy, then anything that I would do to keep me from having peace with Judy would be the false. Anything that I would use to help me focus in on my objective to have peace with Judy, which means I'm going to overlook something that she says if it's something that I think I don't like. It means I'm going to forgive. It means I'm going to focus on the peace and the joy that we have between us and not on everything that's different between us. I'm going to focus on everything that helps me reach my goal, and I'm going to try to overlook anything that comes up between us that would interfere with us loving each other. Everybody got that? If I'm serious about joining with somebody, if I'm serious about connecting with somebody, if I'm serious about connecting with somebody, if I'm serious about joining with somebody, I have to constantly overlook, you know, sometimes you have to overlook the way their feet smell. You know, you have to learn. That's right.
I swear to God, I told Chuck, if you smell my feet, tell me.
You did?
Yeah, I just now. Oh,
that's funny. Did I mention feet? Could we have one mind? The Course in Miracles makes so much sense that it might be hard to understand.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, well, like, think about what I just said. The value of deciding what you want is that every situation that you go in, you're going to see that situation as an opportunity to make what you want to happen happen. The way you're going to make what you want to happen happen is you're going to start trying to make every effort to overlook everything that interferes with you achieving your goal and concentrating all your energy on everything that helps you meet your goal. What's true for you is going to be whatever helps you meet your goal. What you're going to declare false and useless for you is anything that does not help you achieve your goal. Can anybody not follow that?
Right.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. The minute that you have a goal, then the situation, he says, becomes meaningful because your goal is making the situation meaningful. If you have a goal, then any situation that you're in will have meaning for you because the purpose of that situation that you're in should be to help you achieve your goal. So a life that's meaningless is a life that's purposeless and a life that has no goal. Okay? I'm going to give you this home. All right. I'm going to see if I can be a black person being loud. I'm going to have to go for it. I'm going to try hard. See if I can pull it off. Okay. So it's going to be a stretch. Okay. Now, anybody got any questions about that particular paragraph, clarification on that paragraph? Right now, don't so much worry about the form of how you're going to act that out, but get in touch with the process. Okay? Do I want to set a goal?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so when you leave here, the next situation that you go into, what is that situation going to be? An opportunity to do what?
Set a goal.
You've already set the goal. So what's the situation?
Forget.
The situation is an opportunity for you to make what you want to happen happen. Yeah. If you say you want to have peace with me when you're with me, that's an opportunity for you to make what you want happen happen. You know, if I'm on my job and I want a raise and I want a promotion, then when I'm on that job, that's my opportunity to make what I want to happen happen. The situation I'm in becomes the way that I can make what I want to happen happen, but I have to know what I want to happen. And the court said last week that saying that you know what you don't want isn't the same as saying you know what you want. So that idea of saying I don't want to be broke, I don't want to be lonely, I don't want to be poor is not the same as saying I want to be abundant and I want to be in a relationship and I want to be joined. Saying that what you don't want does not attract what you want. It attracts what you don't want. That's why the world looks like it does. The world is the garbage can of projection. Everything I don't want is in the world. I don't want crime, it's in the world. I don't want attack, it's in the world. I don't want racism, it's in the world. I don't want separation, it's in the world. I don't want poverty, it's in the world. I don't want murder, it's in the world. Notice, everything you tell me you don't want is in the world. It's in the world because you don't want it, so you project it out into the world, and then you meet it. Because if it's something you don't want, you got to keep your eye on it so it won't get you. So you got to be on the lookout for it, right? So while you're on the lookout to make sure that all the things that you don't want don't happen to you, then all the things that you do want are happening, but you're preoccupied. Right? You know, the kind of man you don't want, you got to keep your eye out for him, right? And then he shows up so you can look at him. She shows up so I can look at her. But what I want is love. What I want is peace. What I want is joining. What I want is union. What I want is oneness. What I want is sanity. What I want is truth. What I want is freedom. What I want is love. So every situation Earl Purdy goes into, he sees it as another opportunity for him to get or receive what he wants. So I try to use every situation I'm in as a means to give and receive love because that's what I want. Anything that doesn't help me do that, which is anything that would make me mad at you, angry at you, want to hold a grievance against you, then that's what I want to declare false. And what's true is anything that would help me keep on loving your sweet, juicy butts. Okay. All right? The other thing I owe you is to be me. Not to be the way anybody thinks I ought to be, but for me to be me. So this is another opportunity for me to practice being myself. And when you're with me, use it as another opportunity for you to practice being yourself. All right? Okay, now, the Course in Miracles says the goal of truth has further practical advantages. Which he says the same thing, saying having the goal of sanity or the goal of love. If the situation is used for truth and sanity, its outcome must be peace. So if I'm using a situation or a relationship in my life for sane purposes, I'm in peace in it. If I'm using any situation in my life for truth, for love, if I'm using it correctly, if I'm using any situation or relationship correctly, all I'm doing is restating what it's saying because we hear it. If I'm using any situation or circumstance correctly, the outcome is peace, and peace means total fulfillment. If peace is the condition of truth and sanity, and that's quite apart from what the outcome is, but if peace is the condition of truth and sanity, then that means that you can't have truth and sanity and you can't have peace without each other. Truth and sanity and peace all go together. So of course, if peace is the condition of truth and sanity and cannot be without truth and sanity. So where there is no real truth and where there is no real sanity, there is no real peace. And what does that say about the world? There is no real sanity. There is no real truth. And we know why. It's your fault. Y'all just get y'all's act together. The world would be just great. I'm nice. And I'm kind. And I'm good. So the problem isn't me. If y'all just get yourself together, then the world will be fine. A long time ago, I was a door-to-door salesman of cable television. And I was doing cold contact door-to-door sales. One of my biggest fears in life was to ever have to end up doing that, I thought. What was interesting about it was, since I was studying the Course in Miracles, I was always given my quota. So whatever I needed, I'd get it that weekend, and then since I didn't have to come in except to turn in my work the rest of the week, I was free to do what I wanted to do, which was to work on my classes and working on becoming a full-time teacher. And so the Holy Spirit was creating